I met with Andy from Hull, who was helped by the Vicar's Relief Fund to buy beds and bedding for his flat.
I'm Andy Fennell. I'm 28 years old.
I was homeless for about 2.5 years.
Tell me about your life before you became homeless.
The life before I came homeless was the life of luxury. I had a girlfriend. We had a little boy together. Just a life that any normal person would love to have. Just eating when you want. Being with your girlfriend was just superb. You used to go out for tea every other night. You used to have our bonding times with the son. And yeah, I think it was just normal man's life. Goes to work, comes home, spends time with his family. It was fantastic. I was working, the girlfriend was working as well. We had our boy in a little creche thing. It was brilliant.
Why did you become homeless?
Because I'd found out that my girlfriend didn't love me anymore. She wanted to be with somebody else. So we had to split up. So I'd packed my stuff. I couldn't handle what I was experiencing. So I'd turned to the drugs, which I know now is probably the worst thing I could have ever done. The level I needed to be on was just block everything out, forget about everything, what's gone on.
So when did you start taking the drugs?
The day I'd left. I'd left at about tea time. By 10 o'clock on that night, I was taking things up my nose, and that's how it started from there.
So were you staying on different friends' sofas?
Between 5 or 6 different people. It wasn't just the one friend, but then that narrowly started going down because they'd seen the way I was. So then that came to the case of literally sleeping on the street time because I had no other people over who took after me, especially with my mum being away in Blackpool.
Where did you find to sleep?
Likes of doorways and stairwells, anywhere would keep me warm and dry. Just crash down there on the night, wake up in the morning, wondering where next night he was going to be sleeping. I mean, some nights was belting down with rain. It was hard to find somewhere to eat.
So, can you remember what you felt like at that time? What the emotions were that you were going through?
When I wasn't on the drugs, I'd felt like the world was going to end. I felt like that I was never going to get myself back on my own two feet. I never felt that I'd be able to do the things that I see my friends doing now. The emotions and the feelings was, there was heartbreaking, to be fair, because I had nothing apart from my sleeping bag and my push bike.
How did your situation affect you physically and mentally?
I suffered. Because I'd tried stopping the drugs, I'd end up with a lot of depression. Oh, Jesus Christ, it was hard. I mean, I was close to committing suicide a couple of times for it because I didn't believe there was any people out there to help me or send me in the right direction. I didn't think I could cope anymore. I felt, because I didn't have anybody to turn to or to talk to, I thought the best place for me to be was up there, peaceful sleeping, not worrying again anymore. But
when you say up there?
Yeah, I mean in heaven, or with my nana or my sister. I've tried doing it by tablets, the ones. It was only till a passerby found me. He'd rang the ambulance. I've also tried slicing my wrist with a glass bottle. But again, a friend had stopped me from doing it. If it weren't for these two guys, I don't think I'd have been here now. And I just remember by waking up in the hospital, and still to this day, I don't know who this guy was. I'd love to shake his hand.
So then did you go back onto the streets?
I'd come out of the hospital and spent another couple of nights at my friend's. And for 2 or 3 days, I was doing real well. Didn't take any drugs. But then I was just getting visions of my ex-girlfriend and my son again with this new boyfriend. And the only way, again, I had to turn back to the drugs. But up until this day now, it's been 27 weeks this weekend where I've actually been clean.
The start of Andy finding a way out of his situation was when he was offered help from a friend of a friend who was involved in football training. He gave Andy the chance to volunteer as a coach for young children in football skills.
That's what turned my life around, believe it or not, was just thinking about these young kids who don't know how to kick a football, and I have the opportunity to go out with these children to make them be that better footballer. And that's how I'd become the person I am today.
Andy realised that he couldn't turn up to the coaching sessions looking unkempt from sleeping rough, so he managed to find Humber Care Futures Centre, which offers support to the homeless. Initially he slept in their hostel, but he eventually got what he really needed.
I've not slept rough since. Just bagged myself a two-bedroom flat for the council. Just exactly what I needed. The kick up the bum. This is my son's bedroom. And this is the mattress and bedding and bed.
It's a great mattress. It's got footballs all over
it. Yeah, that's right. I'm just waiting on my double mattress and my double bed frame for my bedroom, which arrives tomorrow.
And what about bedding?
And bedding. I've got tractor bedding for my boy. He's tractor mad.
Oh, he'll love that. How old is he?
He's 2.5. So, but yeah, thanks to the Vicar's Relief Fund for the fund that they offered me. I made great help with it. It's mine and my son's bed. That was brilliant. My bedding's already on my quilt in my cupboard there because obviously I've been getting on the couch until my bed comes, but so better than being on the streets. So better than being on the streets.
So it's, you're already using the bedding?
I'm already using the
Where
bedding.
Where is that in
Would
the living
like
room?
Would you like to see
her? Yeah.
It's actually, there it is, brand new bedding.
Lovely striped grey and white
yep.
duvet cover.
It's got a different pattern on the other side.
And they're comfortable?
Very. It smells fresh, especially fresh bedding. I love it.
So you really notice that now?
I don't know, yeah. I only noticed the bloody smelly sleeping bag when I was on the streets. Now I can actually smell freshness from new bedding. Which is great, though.
So what difference will that make to
you?
Oh,
wow. Well, I mean, it means I can spend time with my son now on a regular basis because he's got his bed. I can sleep in a bed and not on a bloody concrete floor with drafts coming up my toes and stuff like that. Yeah, I can have a good night's sleep. My son can have a good night's sleep. Just what I needed.
So you hope to have regular visits from him
soon? Oh, yes. Every weekend I'm hoping.
As well as having his own flat, Andy is now well on the way to becoming a qualified football coach.
Since I've taken over in the last 18 months, the under-11s team had gone from being a mid-table team to winning the league. I actually took the trophy off the children and brought it to the hostel to show all my key workers and all the guys in the hostel.
That had helped you?
Yeah, just because I was that proud of not just myself and the boys listening to what I had to offer them. And it was fantastic. It'll definitely go on my CV.
After showing me his flat, Andy offered to take me to one of the places where he used to sleep rough.
Just on your left-hand side here was one of the places where I've stopped. As you can see, it's not very big. If the rain was to come this way as well, it would come inside and you could get wet. But it was good for when it was dry and stuff. And people say to me, how can you sleep in the street? And my answer is, if you need to sleep, you will sleep anywhere. And that is the truth.
Can you sometimes not quite believe that that has been a part of your life?
No, I can't, no. I look back now when I'm laid at home in my flat. I lay there and I think, how did I turn up to be on the streets? And again, how did I turn my life around to become this football coach of children? And it's just keeping me on the right track now and keeping the right frame of mind. So if you noticed, I always walk about with a smile on my face now. When you've been experiencing nights on the streets, I never knew what a smile was. But now the smile I've got on my face is just because of what I've done from being where I was to where I am now.